My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
So what's the official name of the job?
We are the mucking crew.
This is a mucker.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
Can't see a thing.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Day! Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Why are you putting the dirt into the shirt?
We had a bunch of white shirts. A hurricane came through and trashed all the shirts. It just took off like crazy.
Shirts usually get dirty by accident. At the original Red Dirt Shirt Company in Hawaii, they do it entirely on purpose.
You're the anti.
We are the anti.
You're the anti-clean.
And we like it.
And not just with any dirt. Red volcanic soil from eruptions thousands of years ago. It's a place with six washing machines and not one clean piece of clothing anywhere.
Try to keep as much in the machine as you possibly can.
Yeah, I can see that your commitment to tidiness is, unexampled.
And later, this one's for all the marbles. 500,000 of them.
So the company makes marbles, that's it.
That's how many marbles they make every day at J-Bo in Ohio.
It's about 1 million degrees in there.
Pretty close to 3,000.
But no matter how hard you work, once you get rolling in the marble business, the heat is always on.
These here, they're still warm.
They're not warm, man.
Well, or maybe a little hot.
Oh, God.
I go through a lot of t-shirts on this show. This one's one of my favorites. Picked it up not long ago at an olive ranch in Arizona. Today, though, I'm in Hawaii, specifically on Kauai, home of the original Red Dirt Shirt. I see these signs all over the island, and I'm intrigued. I'm also titillated by the prospect of extreme irony. You see, our country appears to be obsessed with getting dirt out of clothes, and here we have a thriving business that appears to be doing well because they're putting dirt into clothes. I need to get a closer look at what's going on. So I'm going in there right now, see if I can't find one of the original Red Dirt Shirts in my size.
Of all the Hawaiian islands, Kauai is the oldest, over 1 million years old, in fact. So all the vegetation and the dirt originally formed by a volcano has been sitting there for quite some time. That's until a company decided to use that dirt in their shirts. And the story of how that happened is worth telling.
So that's the Hanapepe Valley out there, and this is Randy Williams. And that's Irwin with the pick. Hello, Irwin. All right, well, I've got like 1 million questions before we actually start working. I'll just ask one or two. Why? Why are you putting the dirt into the shirt?
It happened actually after Hurricane Iniki, and we had a bunch of white shirts in a warehouse, and the hurricane came through and trashed all the shirts. So now they're wet and dirty and everything, and it was kind of an I survived the hurricane line,
yeah.
You know, like a dirt line like that, and it just took off like crazy.
I love it. So dirt saved you from bankruptcy?
Absolutely.
Has that shirt you're wearing been dyed entirely with dirt?
It has.
Has it been dyed entirely with the dirt that we're picking?
This very dirt right here at the secret dirt mine, yes.
We are at the proprietary secret dirt mine. Let's keep talking, but actually work. I feel bad Irwin's doing all the picking. How much dirt do we need to take back?
Well, we only fill these up about half because we got to put them up.
Because somebody's got to pick
like
them up.
It's like a heavy thing, yeah.
I just got some original Hawaiian red dirt right in my eyes.
The red dirt can only be found in certain areas of Kauai. This particular dirt lot is owned by Randy, and he's been digging from it since Hurricane Iniki hit Kauai in 1992.
Why have you taken so much care to put the word original on your signage?
Well, you know what? People come here and they go, huh, we have dirt. So we just want to let people know that we started it and, you know, it's kind of our thing.
So are people dyeing shirts in other shades from dirt?
No, they all try to make it the same color, and actually they just use dye.
No.
Because after they go in their backyard and dig it up and then it turns into a mess, they think, they're not dyeing
it. I'll just dye it red.
Right.
Call it a dirt
right.
shirt.
We'll just, yeah.
People say imitation, right? Highest form of flattery.
Yep.
What a crock of crap that is. You know how many people have tried to rip this show off? Year after year, they come along. Gross jobs, disgusting jobs, filthy jobs. They all suck.
Yeah.
What's the matter with people? Aren't there any original ideas? Irwin, aren't there any original ideas left anymore?
No, sorry.
These are probably full enough for our purposes?
Full enough, absolutely.
We throw these in the van, and then we go back to the...
We kind of drag them over there and hoist them in. Throwing would be...
I'm all with drag. Yeah. Drag and hoist are good.
I don't know if you can throw them in, but...
No, I can barely drag. So what do we do? Just drag?
Let's drag. See if we can get this up here. Ooh. It's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the hard part.
Erwin, just grab that on there, would you?
I wish I
could. There for you, Erwin, huh?
What's it called again? Brandy?
Hanapepe Valley.
Hanapepe. How many letters are in the Hawaiian alphabet?
14.
There's nothing but vowels. No, we've been lost since we got here. Been on Hanapepe, make a left on Pupuraiki.
That's what they say.
Kappa, kappa, kappa. Yeah. And then Gassia Michelio.
Mostly everybody goes, you know, turn left at the greenhouse, and there's this big rock. And
no addresses. Just look for the big pile of red dirt. You're there.
That's what comes from, you know, a small community, and that's where it comes from.
Can we go get dirty?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Nice ride. So, we are officially where?
This is the Red Dirt Dye House.
Did something explode?
No, you know what? It seems like it was just a boring job and people, you know, threw that stuff up there.
Yeah.
But that stuff has been up there for 8-9 years and not a piece of it has fallen down.
Are all these... in play, all these washing machines?
No, those have been retired. We kind of keep them just in case there might be some kind of part, but mostly they just sit there until, you know, we get enough of them that we take them to the dump.
On average, they'll go through about 8 washing machines a year, but the ones that do work are filled with dirt and shirts.
How long have these been in here?
About 10 minutes is how long we dye them for.
So 10 minutes ago, these look like those.
And the good thing about it is they, you know, they can never get dirty.
Yeah, you can't mess anything up.
Nope. Try not to splash as much water up there. That's what kills it. Electricity is what kills all these machines. So you try to keep as much water, mud, and things in the machine as you possibly can.
Got it. Yeah, I can see that your commitment to tidiness so far is, unexampled. I think we got them all.
All right. Now what we have to do is refill. This is the technical part. All right, first.
Hey!
Sorry about
that. That's okay.
I didn't do that.
No, it's only my favorite shirt.
It's been
Please
a while since I turned on that. I forgot that it...
It's physics.
Now, this dirt has to be the consistency of like a milkshake. Try to get most of it. There you go. Try to put most of it in there.
What about the clumps?
No, that's good.
Just good going. Just
no
like
problem.
The dirt contains large amounts of oxidized iron, which gives it that red color.
Now, you're going to put in blanks, aren't you?
Yes. The main thing is you just don't want to clump them,
yep.
You know, so that the dirt gets to travel all the way around. Ugh.
What?
There we go. That's the good stuff. Vinegar.
Why vinegar?
Well, it raises the pH level of the water, and then the water becomes unfriendly for anything in it, so it sticks on the shirt.
The vinegar also helps set the color into the shirts so it doesn't wash off.
You've put as much thought into the process of getting shirts dirty as typical soap makers or detergent manufacturers might put into getting them clean.
It's really just the same kind of thing. You're trying to either exclude or include.
It's just that you're the opposite. You're the anti.
We are the anti.
You're the anti-clean.
And we like it.
After the shirts go through the rinse cycle twice, they'll be ready for the dryer.
You need gloves, Mike?
He told me that only the sissies wear gloves.
No, he has to do it every day.
Okay, I'll wear the gloves. Sure.
Each month, they dye about 10,000 shirts here, going through about 3,200 pounds of dirt to do it.
No, it's running.
That's running.
I thought it was done. No, Whoops. They're full.
Is there anything on earth more tedious than waiting for clothes to dry? Now I know why people throw stuff at the walls here. It's boredom.
This is the lint.
Yeah.
This is normal dryer lint, except it's full of dirt. Now it needs some water, right?
That looks pretty good, huh?
I'm aiming for the first complete rectangle.
Just a little light.
Oh.
That's sad.
No, I have never seen those fall down.
That's really sad, man. Well, why? The funniest damn thing he's ever seen.
I know what you're saying. You're saying try it again, only don't throw like a girl.
All right, I'm aiming for the D in egghead. Now I got the A. So you do this, huh? You've been throwing these up there?
No, sir.
Never?
I didn't do it.
Never do that. No. Yeah. No, you just work, but you know exactly where the lint is and just how much mud to put in it.
He was just telling me today how stupid the guys were that were throwing that stuff up.
Yeah, they no respect.
No respect.
Yeah.
Coming up. What's your t-shirt say?
Try
what?
Anything.
Then the other part is...
Ego, eh? Sometimes when you try...
Oh, man, that is bad.
You fail.
And then he no-go, eh?
Roll.
And later.
The first process we have here is to crush this glass. You're going to crush this glass.
A crush video in which the crusher is also the crushee.
That's horrible. That's the easy part.
At home, when a load of shirts comes out of the dryer still dirty, it's kind of a letdown. Yes. At the original Red Dirt Shirt Company, it's the whole point.
So these are shirts that have been dried, obviously.
The drying process is actually part of the smoothing out process. They're kind of chunky and gnarly when they come in. That's why all that lint and mud is below.
Right. So as far as the t-shirt goes, you're buying really good blanks, basically.
Yeah. That's like any product. You know, if you don't start out with good material, no matter what you do in the process, you will not wind up with a good product.
Why is it so hard? I mean, is it possible to make something in America anymore and sell it and stay in business in the garment industry? I've been checking it out. And
no, it doesn't exist. Whether it's right or not, when Ross Perot said, when you hear that huge sucking sound, it's the jobs going south. Well, in our industry, literally, it had to be a million or more jobs went south almost immediately.
I mean, why is it so hard to get people who are really just willing to get dirty and work anymore? I mean, it just seems like, you know, I talk to so many people who would, you know, would like to buy stuff that's made on American soil, myself included. And if that's no longer an option, you know, it's kind of cool that, you know, you can sell some things maybe that are made from American soil.
Sure.
All right, so we follow the red dirt road.
We do.
This way. All right.
Mike, this is Rochelle, and she's going to show you how to put the Dirty Jobs logo on the back of those shirts.
You made us a logo. Look at that. Now, Rochelle, did you make this or did he make this?
I made the screen.
You made the screen?
Yes.
Was that complicated?
No, it wasn't.
That's good. This just says jobs. Where does it say dirty?
Right there on the next screen.
It says... So
each screen is only one color.
Oh, okay.
So what you're really seeing here is the jobs come through right here. Then we have another one with Mike.
With the guy's name, yeah.
We had it just to have the shirt showing through like that. But then, you know, most of those TV kind of guys, like, they're really proud of their name.
They care about their name, yeah.
They really want to see. So I thought, you know.
Yeah, my name kind of pops in the white there. Had you considered maybe putting an exclamation point after it?
Okay, you can take them off.
Just slide your hand in there like
that.
Just pull it up like that.
Okay.
The shirts need to go through the oven at 320 degrees for the ink to dry.
Quarter like this, grab it off.
Well, first you do this though, right?
Yeah.
And then you grab it like this.
Mix it a little neater.
What's your t-shirt say?
Try them.
Try what?
Just try anything.
And then the other part is...
Ego, eh? Is that me?
Ego.
Ego?
Ego.
You tried him?
Yeah.
And then he left. It's kind of sad.
Tell him. What's
it
mean? What
that means. To try him. Just try anything.
Go for it.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to tell you to try something, taste something, try it.
Try him. Try him.
And then if you like it, ego, eh?
Ego.
Yeah.
Ego, eh? So ego is good.
Yeah.
Ego. So you try and you liked it, ego.
It works.
You go. Good. Can I learn how to do what you were doing with the thing?
Just really.
The spray adhesive is applied so the shirts will stick in place.
Here you go, eh? Try them. Okay, are we putting them on the front? We're putting them on the front,
right? We're putting them on the back. You load them in. make sure it's even on both sides and pull them evenly. But put on the shirt crooked, it'll print it come up crooked.
And then he no go, eh?
He no go.
You're like this.
All the way.
All the way. Isn't that all the way? Yeah. And then you pull it out a little bit.
Oh, man, that is bad.
Don't hold back, Rochelle. Tell it like it is.
It's bad.
Okay.
And then do you black first.
Black first, that means...
Yes, spin this around.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
You flood it a little.
Yeah, a little.
And then you press.
The ink stays in a liquid form at all times. It will only dry when it's heated.
You forgot the brown on this one.
I forgot the brown over here, Rochelle. Good eyes. What would happen if I did just my last name?
You miss butter, you are.
That's silly. Okay.
There you go.
Coming up.
If I wanted certain letters white, W-O-R-N-K.
What do you mean backwards?
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Let me see. Put that on eBay, maybe?
It's backwards.
He not go.
He no go.
And later.
We're just going to throw the angel right into fire? That's very Old Testament.
A meeting with an angel that's less than heavenly.
Is that the angel again? She's 1,000 degrees. I just got touched by an angel.
Now that I understood how silk screening worked, it was time to experiment.
If I wanted to just make certain letters white, I would have to drag the thing just over these and then just over the K. That'd be pretty tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you can do it, though.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah?
What do you want, white?
Try.
W-O-R.
W-O-R-N-K in white, yeah.
What do you mean backwards?
It's okay. It's okay. I think it'll jump out. I think people look at it and realize it says work.
I can do that. Watch this. This is how you do it. I'll get this E. Think I got it?
Okay, this is a very limited edition Dirty Jobs t-shirt and the letters work highlighted thanks to Rochelle's 14 years of experience. What do you see? We put that on eBay maybe? What do you think?
No.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Dumb. Not,
It's backwards.
Yeah, but you know what I did? I tried trying.
Yeah, you did.
But he not go.
He no go.
Come on, I think it's charming and collectible.
Yeah.
As are you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're okay. My name actually spells me, I work. Here, you take this. But don't throw it away. It's going to be worth something one day.
I'm going to use it to sleep with.
You what?
I'm going to use it to sleep with.
You're going to use it to sleep with?
Yeah.
You mean sleep in?
Yeah.
Very different.
Sleep in.
Sleep in. You're gonna wear it. You're gonna wear my shirt as pajamas.
Yeah.
Try them. Me, I work.
Backwards.
Huh? Look at that. Look at that. I figured we could make a trade. I'd give you mine, and I'd take this one.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't care?
Fair is fair.
It seems a more truthful shirt, anyway.
Absolutely.
And if you don't mind, I'll take a couple extra for the boys.
Absolutely. I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Finally got a shirt with my name on it.
There you go.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
All right, you're welcome. Go easy on that shirt. That might be worth something one day, too.
I will.
But not as much as this one. Mm-hmm.
If you sometimes feel as though you've lost your marbles, don't worry. There's a place you can go to find them again. Reno, Ohio is the home of marble manufacturer Jabo. Jabo makes marbles for both collectors and industrial uses, such as inside spray cans. Marbles are made of recycled scrap glass. And I rolled into Jabo with a truck full of it from the folks over at Fenton Art Glass, where I had recently completed another dirty job.
I've been instructed to meet Barsky by the crusher. That's Barsky. I'm going to assume he's standing next to the crusher. I'm going to offload my payload of broken glass. Okay. I think we're here. And you must be Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike. How are you?
How's it going, Mike? Just fine.
Great. Jabo, huh?
Yeah, Jabo Incorporated.
What's Jabo mean?
Jack Bogart and Joanne Arterbright was named after them, you know, when they first started the business up.
So the company makes marbles. That's it?
That's it.
How many marbles do you make here?
Right now, we're producing about half a million a day. We used to produce over 4 million, 4 to 6 million a day.
Are you seriously?
Seriously. The first process we have here is to crush this glass. You're going to crush this glass. Here we go, Mike. This is your hat. Safety glasses, which you're going to have. The hearing protection, that's a respirator.
Do I need it on now?
You'll have to have it on when you crush that glass.
I can breathe, but I can't hear you. I can't see you.
Bring it down there. Mike, you got it on back.
I just want to make a marble, man. I feel like I'm going in a nuclear reactor.
Can you get it, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Jabo uses about 2 tons of scrap glass a day. They make marbles every day of the year except Christmas.
That's horrible.
That's the easy part.
Where did it go?
Go right down here in the pan. Normally, you'd have a fork truck do this.
I'm going to dump it.
What you got to do now is throw some of that in the tank.
In there?
Yeah. Lisa, there it is.
We're just going to throw the angel right into fire?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's very Old Testament.
Every 30 to 40 minutes, glass is shoveled into the 3,200-degree furnace.
Hey, you got to throw it in the hole.
Oh, in the hole.
Yeah, you got to throw it in the hole.
The molten material then flows into vats before being made into marbles. These marbles have a wide variety of uses, from the agitator in spray cans to restricting the flow of water in water tanks. They're even used in mausoleums to roll the caskets in and out.
Hey, don't get carried away.
Well, I finally found something I can do. I was getting excited. Nowhere, son.
Now we're going in here.
Coming up.
Well, first we need to take this head and knife off and have it sharpened.
Like a cigar cutter.
Making little round things takes a sharp edge, a lot of patience.
A little tedious, isn't it?
I see why you only do this twice a month.
And later.
You don't want to get your rod stuck in that hole.
If you stick your rod into a 3,000-degree hole unprotected, you're not the only one at risk.
So, Doug, you're saying this was hot in your foot? It's a little warm in this area.
Hey, yo, Mike, Russ.
Mike Rowe.
He's going to take over here and show you how to dress.
You're leaving me already?
I'm leaving you.
All right, and we'll catch you later. Thanks. This is a, what do you call it, Russ?
The marble machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the angel again? I threw an angel in there out there from the outside.
Maybe she's magic. She come through.
She's 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, that's hot.
I just got touched by an angel.
No, actually, you touched the angel.
What can I do to slow things down and get in the way?
Well, first we need to take this head and knife off and have it sharpened.
The knife in the marble machine will be used to cut the molten glass as it streams out to form the marbles.
That's about 1,000,000 degrees in there.
Pretty close to 3,000.
You say the knife.
There you go.
Oh, that's the knife?
Yeah.
Like a cigar cutter.
This one will take it back and forth this way. This one.
I got a piece of glass in my pants.
Did you get the point?
Yeah, right there. That is annoying. Right where you don't want it.
Did you get the point?
Yeah, I got you the first time. I'm laughing at the inside so hard, I damn near pulled something.
Sharpening a molten glass cutting knife is a little more exciting than watching paint dry, but not quite as thrilling as waiting for water to boil.
A little tedious, isn't it?
It is tedious. See why you only do this twice a month.
Another smell of that carbon.
I was wondering what that was.
Feel the middle part with your finger. Feel that sharp edge. I mean, not sharp like as in my lock blade would be, but
sharp
enough to cut glass.
Yeah.
Now I need to take these back over and put them back on the machine. Use the butt end of this if you want, since it's plastic. Okay, they fit back in there flush. Now what we need to do is open this tank up.
Now, isn't that full of molten glass?
Yes.
The glass that I shoveled into the furnace is now at 1,800 degrees, and it has to flow out of a small hole in the bottom of the tank.
I didn't know we were going to be that familiar with it. You don't want to get your rod stuck in that hole.
No.
You don't. You
want to be careful not to get too far up in there and get stuck.
Right.
Getting the molten glass out of the tank can take some effort because of what Russ calls rocks.
That's what we like to see. The brighter, the better. There's a big rock. See it right there?
Yeah, right.
Comes another one.
Rocks are actually flakes of brick from the inside of the furnace that get jammed into the hole.
But these are called rocks. That's not melting, obviously, at the same temperature glass would, so it's in there like little things that will gummy up.
Yep.
Part of what makes Doug a good cameraman is his ability to sit or stand for long periods of time. But when called upon, Doug can also move very quickly.
It's a little warm in this area. Wow. Yeah, I've never seen you move that fast.
And there's no louder or more urgent calling than a piece of molten glass burning through his shoe, his sock, and down into his skin.
So, Doug, you're saying this was hot in your foot?
I found out a little later what Doug was so upset about. Turns out that glass is just as hazardous in its molten state as it is in sharp, broken pieces.
That's what we're after.
Much better.
Time to make a marble.
Easier if we each stay on the side, Mike. There's going to be a stream of glass. On the back side, it's going to go through there. This is all holes. There's holes underneath.
Like, what the heck?
Get the head centered up.
Well, there are your marbles.
Ah.
So the blade that we sharpened over there for 3-4 hours, it's in between this guy and this guy.
Yeah, the head and the block.
And each time it passes, it's just making a cut.
Yeah.
So they cool as they come, I guess.
Yeah. Right? These are all bad ones. These are bad ones. There's our good ones.
Pretty ingenious.
Just give her a kick right there.
Just kick it.
I'll show you. You're not worried about hurting it. I'll bring it over your way now.
Very delicate adjustments, I see.
Yes.
Coming up.
Now we're going to up the ladder here.
It's better on top.
Yeah, put it in that burn hole.
Not so great from the side.
You notice how hot it is right here.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty climbing over here.
Turn me into a heat shield.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And later.
That marble right there sold for $128.
What makes that marble $128?
The gold lux.
Gold lux can make a marble beautiful and a marble maker miserable.
Ah, 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 still burning. To make footballs. They get hard to catch, too.
Yeah, they are.
There you go.
No good. Marble quality control. That's a bad marble right there. Bad marble.
We have no flow over there, Mike. We got anything falling in that side bucket, Mike?
Oh, yeah. No, we got some good ones here. Bad ones here. Bad.
mushrooms?
I love mushrooms. Oh, hey. Look at that. Marble DNA.
In addition to spray cans and water tanks, industrial marbles like these can be found in coal mines, where they're shot out at high speed to knock down loose coal.
Is this the right color, Russ? They look kind of blue, or, I mean, old.
Sometimes they do go green, but some customers prefer blue, so we just try to keep them blue all the time.
Or what if you want to make one with all the different colors swirling around in it?
Classic?
The classic.
They need to be back there.
Are they friendly?
Oh, of course.
I think I'm going to go say hi. This was,
interesting?
Yeah. I'll see you in a bit.
All right, man.
Don't lose your marbles.
No, never. Haven't in 11 years.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a little adventure.
What we're doing here now is making in some what we call contract run. They're classics. You know, they're collectible type marbles.
Right.
Now, look at that. Look at the color.
What's well, like a...
If you can get a marble...
To look like that?
Like that. We do make a Lux marble.
Lux?
Lux.
Gold Lux.
That's what this is right here. You see the piece there?
We actually put that in the marble.
Gold Lux.
Yeah. So it is an ore that is mined, India, South America. That marble right there sold for $128 for one marble.
What makes that marble $128?
The gold Lux.
So what do you do with this now?
Now we're going to put that in here with this one. Let's come in there. There's some other colors I've already mixed in.
Collector marbles have multiple colors fused to their base.
Now you're going to pour it in this. Pour right in there.
The standard has 5 to 6 colors, but some collector marbles use as many as 10 colors.
Now we're going to go up the ladder here.
Got it.
To make these marbles, I have to pour the colored glass into special holes at the top of the furnace.
3 holes.
Yeah, put it in that front hole. Then I'll give you some. We'll mix up some from the other 2 holes.
Does it go in a second hole?
Yeah. Same hole.
I came to realize that when you make marbles for a living, your life revolves around a series of hot and dirty holes. You're always either pouring stuff into one or taking stuff out of another. While the colored glass was melting.
All right, Mike, here we go now. You're going to be up here with Ronnie.
Dave took me to where the base glass for the classic marbles gets put in the furnace.
Every half hour or every 20 minutes, depending on what size marble you're making,
right?
They're going to make a fill in these tanks. Ronnie here, he's going to take and load her up for you and show you how to do it.
Ronnie?
Hey, how you doing?
Mike,
I'm great.
And that's hot, Ronnie.
Yeah, a little bit. Two shovels of red goes over here.
Two shovels of red on the right.
Yeah.
Classics use a high-quality fusible glass at their base, usually milk white. Sometimes red glass is added. About a ton of glass makes 120 to 130,000 marbles.
You notice how hot it is right here, right?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty wild. I moved over here. It's very warm.
Turn me into a heat shield.
Oh, yeah.
How do we get it in there?
All right. What you do, you shove that in.
All right.
Shove it in all the way. All right.
Jesus. Right there, the heavy. Look in there and watch it melt.
Yeah, if you want to. I don't want to. I don't either.
Having survived yet one more orifice in the glass oven, it was back inside to another hot hole and another rod.
All right, Mike, here's where I'm going to do now. We're going to try to fly this piece of gold Lux rod here.
That's the gold Lux.
Yeah. You're going to be the guy to fly the Lux.
All right.
Now, what I want you to do, I'm going to hold the torch.
Yeah.
Whenever I get this thing set up here, right in here.
Yeah.
Like this.
Uh-huh.
I want you to apply that there rod up in at an angle, just where you can see it starting to melt off the end of that. Put it right up in at the base. Push it right up in there. Okay. Right up there where my torch is hitting. Right up in the stream of glass.
Yeah.
There you go. Right ahead in the glass. All right. Keep
going. Oh, I'm sorry, but my hand's melting.
Ow. Why? God. You can't quit. You got to keep going.
I am quitting. My hand on fire. It's still burning. It's like a million degrees, man.
A couple hundred. Get him another pair of gloves. There you go. I'll put it right into the glass stream. Kind of hold it there. Now you can see the stream coming off of it.
Yeah.
Trying to push it right up into the bay.
It's going to have a big hunk of lush in it.
That's good, John. Good job, Mike. There you go. Good job. This is the color marble you just put in there and made.
How do you know when you can see a marble that has the Lutz in it?
Yeah, you usually have to wait until they cool down.
And that's 24 hours.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to get there.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, we'll stick around for a couple days while they cool off.
Hey, yeah.
Where to now?
Now you're going over into the finishing part.
It must be Linda.
No, it's not Linda.
What's your name?
It's Linda.
Oh, geez whiz. I was about to apologize. But you're messing with me and I haven't even sat down.
Well, that's all in a day's work.
So these are the marbles. It looks like the ones that I made originally, or I mean, maybe not the same ones, but, you know, they're cobalt blue.
Yeah.
Right. And what exactly are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for these ones that's got cracks in them, like this one right here.
Uh-huh.
Then we have footballs in them like this.
Yeah, a little carbuncle there. Yeah. That's no good.
So we have this one here is out around a little bit. You roll it in your fingers, you can feel it's out around. And then we have these candy kisses in there.
If it feels out around, if it's oblong like a football, if it's a candy kiss, or if it's cracked,
mm-hmm,
it goes
like
in the bucket.
This one right here is cracked. That's a different.
Most certainly cracked.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Marbles are getting to me.
I fight to keep a grip, physically and mentally.
Uh-oh, crap.
Losing your marbles?
And later.
I can tell you right now, that marble's not for sale. That's going in my collection.
Dave's marble collection is huge, but there's always room for one more.
I made a priceless marble.
As far as I'm concerned, it's priceless. That's a beautiful gold dust.
Off its round, is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm.
Off the round?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can go so fast. I can't even, I'm scared to let any of them go. They all look a little wrong to me.
Good marbles get boxed and shipped, while bad ones get a second chance. They're melted down along with other scrap and used again.
How many boxes are you expected to complete in a day?
Well, today we've probably done 75 apiece.
I've done this many.
See, you're behind on us.
Yes, I am. I'm all about the quality over here. I'm going one at a time. See, I can tell this was probably not round. By the way, it's not rolling toward me.
Yep.
I see a snowman. Sound insanity.
There are 96 marbles to the pound, and a fast sorter can go through 3,500 pounds in one day. To put that another way, if you're good at this, every 3 days you're handling over 1 million marbles. And that is how Linda rolls.
The marbles are getting to me.
Surely not.
I think I filled up my first box. I think I overfilled it.
Put it on the skid behind you.
Crap.
Losing your marbles?
They are long, long gone, man. Long gone. Somebody get a shot of these two. You see my cameraman?
Mm-hmm.
See the lengths they'll go to get an interesting shot? This is almost full. I might as well finish before we go. There we go. Good. Okay.
Put your plug in or else we'll have marbles over floor and we'll be on our butts when we come back through here.
Conjure yourself quite an image, Linda.
Yep.
Quite an image. Alrighty. Following you.
All right.
After sorting the industrial marbles, Linda showed me how to make my own custom marbles.
Yep, all those
things. What's on them?
These ones here's got the presidents on them.
No. You know, you got Dwight D. Eisenhower, you got Nixon.
The Ten Commandments, yeah.
This one's Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery.
Yeah.
Figures. That's the one I picked.
Well, that'd be good because it's the color of snot. And this would be good because the world has many shades of gray.
Yeah.
But this is nice because it's brown.
Mm-hmm.
Color of dirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you need to start putting the marbles in. All right, now we're ready to start stamping them. And we'll stamp and see what we've got here.
Okay.
The printer can stamp up to 500 marbles a day. The marbles are then brought to an electric kiln for firing.
That is pretty trippy. I don't know what he's going to say, but I think they look pretty good. What do I know?
When I was a kid, I had friends with some pretty impressive marble collections, but nothing prepared me for the size and variety of Dave's personal stash. He has almost a million marbles, and like snowflakes, no two are alike.
The man behind the desk.
Hey, don't, Mike, you finally get it wrapped up, huh?
Well, I was under the watchful eye of Linda for the last couple of hours, and I wanted to bring you what we did.
Oh, hey. We'll set them things up. Got to cook them now.
Okay. Now, these are the things that we made when I last saw you.
These here, they're still warm. These are the marble shear that...
They're not warm, man.
Well, they're maybe a little hot, but it takes, you know, usually 24 hours for them to cool down to where you can actually get all the stencil. But you want to cook one like this shear one, see, is one of them where we put the gold guts in. Well, I can tell you right now, that marble's not for sale. That's going in my collection.
Really? That's just a little solid gold right here.
I'll be hard-pressed to find another one with that perfect a gold lust for what you put in out there.
I made a priceless marble?
As far as I'm concerned, it's priceless. That's a beautiful gold lust. You can't have it.
I don't want it. I just want to keep the memory of maybe the premier marble connoisseur on the planet telling me that I made a marble he'll never sell. That's got to count.
That there one's going in my collection. You can check on that one.
All right. Well, there's no counting for taste, Dave, but I tell you, I appreciate you having us out today. It's been an education. I burned myself 3 times, met some nice people. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My dad said never trust a guy with a clean desk, so I'm thinking I can trust you. Keep an eye on your marbles, Dave.
I should warn you, I'm trained in the art of hypnosis, and right now you are entirely under my spell. Do as I ask. Go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and suggest my next dirty adventure. Don't be a chicken. Don't get cocky. Do it now. discovery.com/dirtyjobs. And we'll be birds of a feather.
Why'd a frog cross the road? He didn't. He tried.
Ribbit.
Whatever Doug ordered, put this dead frog.
It's a salad. You ordered salad for lunch, right?
Yeah, right on top.
Yeah, put it right on top.
Triple dressing on top?